At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster Evan Jenkins. It's time for Bustin' Balls. Yes, best podcast ever. Best logo ever. And we talk about drafts, prospects, and the future. And we're focused today on the 2023 NFL draft specifically as it relates to the Lions. And what I'm going to do is give you candidates that I think are worth really watching, really worth following at the various picks that the Lions have in the first rounds. They have 4 picks in the first 2 rounds, 6 and 18th in the first round. A lot of speculation about a lot of different things. And, Evan, I'll get to it with the 6th overall pick in the draft. Now, the quarterback is obviously, you know, the big, elephant in the room. Would they take a quarterback at 6th overall in the draft? Do they have the draft capital to trade up? I'm not getting into any of that. I'm assuming the Lions are going to stay at 6, and I'm assuming that they're not going to take a quarterback at 6th overall right now. This is a very early process of this, obviously. But the players that I like the most for the Lions at 6th overall, as we're speaking, Evan, is the defensive tackle. He's a 3-technique defensive tackle from Clemson. His name is Brian Barisi. I'm assuming Carter will probably be gone. It would be between those two players. Jalen Carter, of course, from Georgia. Yeah, he could slide a little bit. It just depends. But right now, it looks like he'll probably be gone. And this is assuming that Will Anderson, who might be the best player overall in this entire draft of edge from Alabama, are gone. But I like Barisi as the pick for the Lions at 6th overall. He was a top high school player coming out. And he's been a very good player at Clemson. He got set off track with a knee surgery in 2021, but that's completely healthy. He got set back this year. His sister, who was an outstanding high school athlete, suddenly became ill and died. And so he's been through a lot, but this kid is a freak. I think Ndamukong Suh, about 305, 310 pounds, really outstanding at pushing the pocket. He would be a perfect complement, you know, for the big nose they have, Ayla McNeil and Hutchinson and the other folks that they have on the edge. Love Brian Barisi. And the other player that I would look, and everybody's talked about the corners, the cornerback I think has the most upside, and I've looked at this and looked at it, is Christian Gonzalez from Oregon. He hasn't had the name of Joey Porter because he doesn't play in the Big Ten. All these different things that are mentioned with him for local fans. But he played at Colorado for a couple years and then transferred to Oregon. He's 6'2", a very good tackler. Watching him, he's tough. He is extraordinarily fast, and I think he can breed the press corner that the Lions haven't had. I like him in that position more than any other player. Now, there's a couple other outliers. Miles Murphy's a defensive end from Clemson who is about 275, 280 pounds, long arms. He's played in end in a 3-4. But I could see him as this versatile guy that they could move up and down their front. And what they were looking for when they drafted Levi Uzurike, this guy provides it, you know, in uber amounts. And I think he's going to test well. And a similar player is a defensive end who's going to go quickly in the NFL draft, I believe. It's Tyree Wilson from Texas Tech. So at the sixth overall, Evan, those are the players that I'm projecting right now.
So would it be safe to say you don't expect them to go offense with number six?
Well, I don't know why unless it's a quarterback. First of all, as we talked about a lot in the busting balls here, is the top players with upside are defensive players. There isn't an offensive version of Jalen Carter. There isn't an offensive version of Brian Burisi or Murphy or Wilson or some of these other impact players, depending on how you view the corners. The receivers, Quentin Johnson, in my opinion, is the best receiver. Zay Flowers is really good from Boston College. But they're not like Jamar Chase. They're not like last year with Jameson Williams and the kids from Ohio State, Wilson,
right,
and Olave. And the offensive lineman, the best one is Skrunski, who's a tackle who may be kicked inside from Northwestern. And obviously the Lions need a guard. But I don't think they're going to do that, considering the defensive talent on the board. And the Lions' future is now, Evan.
Yeah.
The future isn't, get draft capital. You don't want to pass on a really good player at corner, which is their biggest need, and at three technique tackle, which is their second biggest need, to go and, reach for a guard. There isn't a lot of, wow appeal guards in free agency, and there are a lot of good corners and defensive backs available in free agency. But, just looking at it, I don't anticipate them taking an offensive player unless they draft a quarterback, which is entirely possible and would be understandable. But as we've talked about, and I know Stroud's draft stock should have gone up, but based on the athleticism he showed in the college football playoff against Georgia and how he almost single-handedly won that game,
yeah,
I still would not take a quarterback at sixth overall in this draft. I'm not sold on even Bryce Young, who everybody, is projecting as the first overall pick, or Indy, trading up to get him and some of the other things that you're hearing. And Stroud, I'm still a little skeptical on how he handles pressure. I don't see Matthew Stafford and Will Levis. I see Blake Bortles at best. And he took a team to the AFC championship game, but, I just don't see it. With a quarterback that early in the draft. And that's all speculated on that. But if the Lions took a quarterback, and I'll make this clear, I would understand that pick and I wouldn't rip it.
Okay.
Because they're viewing them, if you've got a quarterback that they see as that good, take it without question. But, with the caveat, down the road, he better be that good. You take a quarterback six overall, he's got to be your guy for long term.
That I agree with. Now, what about like at 18 then? Because, they do have that luxury this year, and we might not get to see that for a while again.
Well, 18th overall, I think the big debate is that's where offensive players could come in.
Okay.
There's two players that might be there. One's a running back, Bijan Robinson. You've heard this a lot, I'm sure, on talk shows and everything.
Absolutely.
He's by far the best back. He's fast. He's a downhill. He can shift. He breaks tackles. He's evasive. He's by far the best back in this draft. There's some other good ones, and we'll talk about that a little bit later when it comes down to their second-round pick and possibilities. But this is potentially a game-breaker and a great player. And where Bijan Robinson fits in is you got Swift. There's 1 year left on his deal. He has an upside. But if you were to draft a running back, you could possibly get a little more draft capital to fill in some of your holes. They need offensive line depth. They just need depth. They need more corners, defensive backs, inside linebacker types. If you were to trade Swift and get something for him, but I have no idea what his market value would be worth, considering how teams tend to view running backs.
Well,
but
especially I love with his injury Robinson. History, too.
Right. And yeah, right. That's the factor there. And Jamal Williams is a free agent. So I think we made the assumption he's going to come back and all that. But, you know, he's only made $10 million in a 6-year career, which seems vastly unfair for such a, you know, a hard-nosed football player running back. But that's the reality of the NFL. So wherever he gets paid, he's got to go. And the Lions, I don't think it would be the smartest move to overpay him.
Right. What he did was very, very nice. But at the end of the day, you have a full team that you're going to have to roster, and you can't just be paying guys for being good guys, right?
But in first-round running backs, it's kind of a mixed bag with it. I mean, Todd Gurley's impact on the Rams was undeniable. Christian McCaffrey is a truly great football player. When he's in Carolina, though, he couldn't carry them. You know, now he's in a perfect fit with the 49ers. Leonard Fournette did help that Jacksonville team get to the AFC Championship, but he didn't get, you know, to where he was really good when he actually had faded and was with Tampa. So, and Saquon Barkley, that I don't know how you view Saquon Barkley. I don't think that's why the Giants made the playoffs, just that one player or his impact. I think the reason for getting in are multiple. So I don't know. It depends on how you view it. But the other player that they have to look at, I think, is depending on their evaluation on a quarterback named Anthony Richardson from Florida. Immensely gifted. He's got some intangibles in terms of, hey, he's got the work ethic, all those different things, but very inexperienced compared to some of the quarterbacks that are coming out. Tremendous foot speed, arm strength. He's got it all except for one thing. How does he process during the play? You know, how Bryce Young does that perfectly. How Tua, you know, that was a big strength for Tua. Without those different factors like this guy has. But, you know, he sometimes appears confused as things kind of go around him. Can he go to the checkdowns? Can he do all the different things that are necessary for an NFL quarterback instinctively? He's got the mind power, the arm strength, the speed, but that's an instinctive thing that's hard to quantify.
Well, and I was going to ask about that too. Don't you feel like that's something that is like one of the things that's very hard to teach or coach because you either have it or you don't?
It is. It to a large degree, absolutely.
Okay. Because, I mean, those processing things, and then you see the player. Like, I felt like that was a big knock on Jamarcus Russell when he was coming out. He couldn't process the play, and if his first read was gone, what can he do?
That's a bad comparable, I think.
But, okay.
Because that guy was a knucklehead, all right? This kid's not a knucklehead.
Okay.
All right? So that's not a factor, but I think you got to look at somebody like Mitch Trubisky. You know, why is Mitch Trubisky, who has similar, skill set as this player, not a great quarterback? He has some moments, but not a great quarterback. And while you look at somebody like Justin Herbert, why he is. You know, and it's about not just arm strength and foot speed, because Trubisky can run like the wind and all that. It has all those tangibles. That's why they took him. But why is one guy really good and not another? You know, why is Trevor Lawrence what he is and Zach Wilson is what he is? And it's not about book work necessarily. It's not about it's like an ability to for a linebacker to be able to make tackles and not make tackles. There are a lot of linebackers in the league who are a lot better than, somebody like Malcolm Rodriguez in terms of size, speed, or whatever, although he's very athletic. But how come he gets there and those linebackers don't?
Yeah.
If you were to look in a room and you said, I want Jared Davis or I want Malcolm Rodriguez, and they're just standing there, you would say, I want Jared Davis. But why is Jared Davis? So it's like an instinctive thing at a lot of different positions, and it really rears its head at quarterback. Yeah, Richardson, to me, is intriguing. And there's others, you know, Tanner McKee, We talked about him. You know, there's a lot of debate on what type of quarterback he would be, whether he's going to last through the first round or not, you know, those type of things. But Richardson, to me, is the intriguing one. And also, I think when you look at defensively, I think they have to look at Brian Branch, perhaps from Alabama. He's a safety, but he's a hybrid safety. He can play slot corner. He can do a lot of things versatility-wise. For the Lions, and also you have to look at somebody like if Joey Porter or Cam Smith, these other corners, Kylie Ringo that we've talked about fall down a little bit in the draft and are there, and is, assuming they took a three technique tackle with their pick, or they took the great athlete like somebody like Miles Murphy or Tyree Wilson to look at the corner there. Because I think there's pretty good corner depth. Witherspoon from Illinois, a very aggressive, hard-nosed player who kind of fits into what the Lions, are trying to build on defense.
So do you think pick 18 is more of a luxury pick than 6 is, to where you can kind of feel out the process of what players are there and you don't necessarily have to go by need or depth or anything like that, but you could take a dude that's more of a luxury?
Evan, if there was a great wide receiver available in this draft, you know, it could be a game changer, and they felt that that was going to be it, or a quarterback, you take him at 6.
Okay.
I'm not big on drafting on need. That's not what I'm saying. It's not a good play to do that. You take the best player, all right? But not all players in the league are equal, but neither are positions.
Absolutely.
And the Lions are in a different spot than we could have possibly anticipated here. Because the future is now. The National Football Conference is basically second rate compared to the AFC. The Lions division, Green Bay's fading. I mean, that's kind of obvious, right? Minnesota lived a charmed life this year, and they still have some great players, but a drop-off is anticipated. The Bears stink. And if you look around the NFC, who's really good? The Eagles? The Cowboys? 49ers have it together, but, you know, come on, Brock Purdy's their quarterback,
right?
Jimmy G and all this. You go to the AFC, you got the Bengals with Burrow, you got the Bills with Allen, you've got the Kansas City with Mahomes, you've got the Jaguars who are coming on with Lawrence, you've got the Chargers with Herbert. It's way more wide open. So the factor there suggests that the Lions have got a two-year window here, and they have to take advantage of it because they drafted so well, which I'm writing about on our website, the last 2 years, and they've got an opportunity to make it back to back to back here, that they have to take advantage of this window of opportunity. It's one thing to get in position to do something, and we've seen that before with them in recent history. It's another thing to do something when you get into that position, but they're in an ideal situation right now to make some noise. And the whole key to everything's winning the division.
Sure.
Because then you host a home playoff game. You're not trying to come through the wild card, you know, as a team that's building.
Right. And the only reason that I asked that too, Pat, was the fact that I thought last year the pick of Jameson Williams was a luxury pick, knowing that the kid wasn't going to play for the entire year. I guess that's where I was going with it.
At the time, Evan, I hated that pick.
Right.
All right, because they needed depth. They needed defense, you know, but that may turn out to be an absolutely great pick.
Sure.
Because he's got a lot of speed to take off the top there. And when Shark was out and they didn't have anybody like that, their offense struggled. When he came back, their offense got good. And Jameson Williams, I think, has more speed than Shark. And Shark is still possibly in the mix there.
Sure.
So, and their defense, I didn't project Kirby Joseph coming in and being a starter right away. I didn't project Malcolm Rodriguez. Most years, Malcolm Rodriguez would be the big story for the Lions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a linebacker that comes in and starts. Well, it's kind of pushed down a little bit. Everything's kind of pushed down because Hutchinson was so good and Houston came out and was a sack machine. Even on offense, you know, somebody like Penei Sewell is a great football player. And, you know, we hardly even talk about him. Will Birchfield had a terrific story about him on our website today. That guy was fantastic. So they made strides. So they don't have to be beggars anymore. They can be a little choosy.
Yeah, it's not something that we're used to here in Detroit. That's for sure.
Very different dynamic going into the draft. There's going to be as much or more excitement about the draft this year, and there should be, but for good reasons, not like it's the only hope for the Lions. It's the hope for the Lions to actually really become something. And free agency is going to be much more in realm. It sounds almost too good to be true. And with the Lions, sometimes it's been that way in the past, but this time it may actually be true, and that will affect the draft. And we forget that they got those 2 second-round picks, and they can make a lot out of those. And I'll give you an example. Noah Sewell from Oregon, it's not just because he's related to Penny. You know, he's a really good player that would have value in the second round. A lot of people like Drew Sanders from Arkansas, an inside linebacker in the first round. But inside linebackers sometimes tend to slide. That would be another pick to look for the Lions in the second round. He has a chance to be an excellent player. I like Jack Campbell, the kid from Iowa.
Talked about.
Very athletic, underrated athleticism. Reminds me a bit of somebody like Luke Kuechly or Brian Urlacher. I know he doesn't have the super uber athleticism of Urlacher, having been playing safety and all that. But he's a tough kid and a very good athlete. You know, he's on a basketball team that won the state championship there. He can throw down some nice dunks.
Does he remind you a little bit of that Leighton Vander Esch, too, from the Cowboys?
A little bit, yes. He's a similar type of player. Tall, athletic, tough.
Runs downhill. I mean, yeah, that kid is.
Athletic, tough.
Yeah, he was Iowa's defense, other than that cornerback, number 3 that they have. But I like him a lot.
They got an edge rusher. They actually had a good defense. Their problems were
offense.
I don't know if the quarterback situation. I would say McNamara will definitely be an upgrade. But then again, even though Jimmy Powers is in middle age now, this former star program director who was such a great player in high school, they could get him. He'd probably be an improvement over Petrus or whatever his name was. That guy was terrible. But, I totally digress. And I think guard is a position. They need depth on their offensive line. I don't see free agents coming in and necessarily filling that. Of course, evaluating players on other teams is a big skill. And they've actually done a good job with that in multiple positions, mid-level or even low-level free agents that can come in and play. But I do like Osiris Torrence from Florida. Who is very athletic, and I think he'll be tremendous. And I think another player that you should look for in the second round, a possible guard, and evaluations are all over the place on this kid, but I love him as a fit for the Lions in that inside spot, where they're lacking the full-time starter, and that's Connor Beebe from Kansas State.
Okay.
That's somebody I would look at. Osiris Torrence from Florida. And Connor Beebe, possible second-round picks, either one for the Lions. And Clark Phillips is a cornerback from Utah. There's some buzz about him. Some people think he'll go in the first round. And he's not a big corner like Porter or Gonzalez or these other guys who are 6'2". Kylie Ringo, he's like 5'10", but he's a really, really good player. And just a hard-nosed, instinctive player who makes plays. He reminds me a little bit. It's a different position. But watching Utah play a lot this year of, my feelings about Malcolm Rodriguez when the Lions took him. I told you this at the time. I said, look, man, I don't know. This guy tested off the charts, and he's undersized. But the thing about him is every time I watched Oklahoma State play, it was like Malcolm Rodriguez with the tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Clark Phillips, every time you watch Utah play, it's like, man, look at that guy make that play. Especially in some of the games against USC, I really like him a lot as a cornerback. And I think you got to look at running backs. The kid, McBride, he's a running back from South Alabama. That is somebody you got to look at. Everybody's talking about the names like Gibbs from Alabama. Yep. You know, I don't see the Lions taking Abraham that early in the draft at all, you know, given his injury history, his
kid
age
from Minnesota.
Yeah. I think he's a late round pick. But Dewani McBride from, I think it's Southern Alabama or, UAB or whatever. I'm drawing a blank here. That is a kid that you got to watch out for. Simply, he's been playing a Power 5 conference. And I also like a lot Zach Charbonnet from UCLA, played at Michigan.
Mm-hmm. He runs hard.
He runs hard. He's just a good football player. I mean, he really is a good football player. He can catch the ball. He'll block for you a little bit, you know, to protect your quarterback. But those are the two backs I like better. I know Gibbs is getting a lot of notoriety here, but I like McBride and I like Charbonnet for running backs if they were to go that way in the second round of the draft. And you also got to look, you know, at somebody for kicker. You know, I get this question a lot, and because Jake Moody was so good for Michigan. But if the Lions are to draft a kicker, there are a couple kickers who you could say rank on the same level with him and maybe higher ranked. The kid Chad Ryland from Maryland is an extraordinary kicker. And another one is
– wasn't he a transfer from Eastern Michigan, Pat?
He might have been.
I believe so.
So that's somebody to look at. And there's a kicker from Missouri, Harrison Marine. That you got to look at as well. Those are the two kickers that I would look at as potential draft picks for the Lions. And, of course, Jake Moody belongs in that conversation. But it's just, you know, take Jake Moody. You know, I wouldn't take him in the first round at number six.
Right.
I'm being a sarcastic, Evan. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, I know you are.
But that's, you know, for the first few rounds, that gives you a pretty good idea. You know, I know there's all these mock drafts and different things that are out there, and I look at them and I love them. All right. And I look at it and evaluate it in my own way. Those are the things that I've looked at here for the Lions in those first two rounds of the 2023 NFL draft. And I would ask y'all, give us a like. Subscribe to us on Apple iTunes, the Google Play Store. Download Bustin' Balls here on Odyssey.com. And Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter, the King of the KC on Twitter. And, of course, 97.1 The Ticket on Twitter. And, of course, our various Facebook pages to check it out. And check out the columns that I write for the 97.1 The Ticket website and Odyssey.com as well. And all the stuff that we have on the web that Evan puts up and Will Birchfield does such a terrific job. Check it all out for us here. And we'll talk to you next. We'll get into the baseball draft, the Red Wings, the NBA, the Pistons, all those things as well down the road. We talked a lot about football right now, but that's on everybody's mind right now. And justifiably. So until next time, we'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.